Shalom and welcome to our study of Hebrew numerology. We're now ready for the number 9. And before we get started, allow me to share with you that there's something unique about this number 9. Now, our methodology is usually as follows. We go and we select a number, and we look at the places where that number appears in the Word of God. And we study that passage, and we find that from the context, we learn the meaning of that number. That is a good methodology for learning the significance of numbers that are found in the Bible. And again, we only apply these meanings for their biblical occurrence. We never apply them to anything outside the Scripture. But with the number 9, there is something unique, something different. According to the sages of old, the number 9 has to do with a woman who is pregnant. Now, we all know something. A typical pregnancy lasts for 9 months. And at the conclusion of those 9 months of pregnancy, what happens? There's an outcome. There's a result. There is an event, and of course, a child is born. And therefore, what we learn from the sages of Israel is that the number 9 relates to a deed, a happening, an event, an outcome, a result, or a work being done. And what I'd like to do is to examine a few places in the Scripture where the number 9 appears and to see if indeed this understanding is warranted based upon the biblical text. And again, just don't trust me. You as well find other places in the Scripture where the number 9 appears and to see if you agree that the number 9 relates to an outcome, a result, a happening, an event, a deed, or a work being done that brings about some type of significant implication to it. Let's begin with our first location, the book of Acts, chapter 10 and verse 3. Now, here we find something. The Scripture says that at the 9th hour that Peter went up on the rooftop. He was hungry. He was waiting for food to be prepared. And what did he do? He began to pray. Now, the 9th hour for many is the hour of prayer, the afternoon prayer time. So Peter went up at the 9th hour to pray, and he received a vision. And this vision told Peter that there was something for him to do, an event, a happening, an action, a work that he was being called to do. And we know what that is. We find that later on, men were sent by Cornelius from Caesarea in order that Peter would leave Jaffa where he had this vision and that he would go to Caesarea, which was the center of the Roman occupation. And what would he do there? Based upon this vision, there would be an outcome, an event, an happening, a deed, a work. And what was that? The result would be from this vision that Peter would share the gospel with the Gentiles. And of course, that is an event that has great significance. Let's look at another occurrence for the number 9 in the Bible. And I would take you to the book of Matthew, chapter 27 and verse 45, having to do with the crucifixion of Messiah. Now, the Scripture has several numbers in this passage. We know something. It was at the beginning of the 3rd hour that the crucifixion started. Now, that 3rd hour is approximately 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no significance to the number 9 in the morning because that's not what's in the Scripture. What's in the Scripture is the 3rd hour. We have learned that number 3 speaks about testing or revealing something or proving or documenting something. We also read in that same passage that from the third hour, when the crucifixion began, at the sixth hour, which would have been noontime, when the sun should have been the brightest, what happens? The world turns dark. Darkness covers the earth. Now, we see something. We learn from the sages that the first redemption, meaning the exodus from Egypt, that took place some 3,500 years ago, took place with darkness. And from that, there is a principle that without darkness, there will not be redemption. And therefore, the sky turned dark at noontime, at the sixth hour. And what do we know? Well, we're focusing in on the number nine. At the ninth hour, that's what it says in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 45. At the ninth hour, what happened? Messiah died. He gave up his spirit. And we see something. We see that his death, that action, that happening, that event, that work that Messiah did in laying down his life had a specific outcome. It revealed his work of redemption, that he died for a purpose, that that event of his death has significance, a redemptive significance for humanity. Now, when we look at the scripture, we find once more that the number nine relates to an action, a happening, an event, a deed, or a work that someone does. And again, we see in the scripture that Messiah did the work of redemption. He laid down his life. It was completed at the ninth hour. We see that Peter, he went and did the event that this vision spoke to when he shared the gospel with the Gentiles. So I think if you look at the number nine and where it appears in the scripture, you will indeed find that this number nine relates to an outcome, a result, an event, a happening, a work, or a deed. My advice is to check it out for yourself and to see if you agree with this meaning for the number nine. Well, I'll close with that. Until next time, and we'll deal with the number 10. Until that time, Shalom from Israel.